The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
This morning, and welcome back to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, your station for fresh news, smart talk all day. It is Tuesday, the 14th of October, 2025, and you are on the clock with Aaron Green. We got lots to talk about this morning. Let me remind you guys of the Loyalist Charles Farquharson Wheel Competition 2025, open to junior and high school students throughout the archipelago of the Commonwealth of the Bahamas. Four districts, one student, one winner from each district, the first person to submit the correct information. We're looking for two pieces of information. The government recording record, of Loyalist Charles Farquharson's will, and the recorded date of Loyalist Charles Farquharson's death. Now, this competition is being organized by a Bahamian, a family islander, Dennis Bethel. He is Crooked Island people with San Salvador heritage, right? And it is for interested young people. Also for interested parents, let me remind you, your kids are interested in anything that you are interested in, genuinely, authentically. They will get on board as well. So we say thank you to Mr. Dennis Bethel, and we invite young Bahamians to participate in the Loyalist Charles Farquharson Wheel Competition 2025. All right. Yesterday was National Heroes Day, formerly that boy Chris Kambasa's Day. You know, Bahamians have always been a certain type of people. When that boy Christopher Columbus got lost in the middle of the ocean, who welcomed him to safe shores? Bahamians, because that's who we are. It's always important for us to remember who we are. Before we get the show started, a couple of notes. First of all, this month is national, it's an American designation, National Audiology Month. Mm-hmm. Can you hear me? Can you hear what I'm talking, what I'm putting down? Little children, can you hear me? That type of audiology, can you hear me? It is National Audiology Month. But also, listen, also, 11th of October, there's a headline, Reducing the Stigma on World Mental Health Day. I think the 11th of October, 2025, it's World Mental Health Day. Dozens of healthcare professionals and community leaders gathered at the Centerville Seventh-day Adventist Church Friday morning for the official opening of the World Mental Health Day Symposium. And we say good morning to Mr. and Mrs. Barrington Brennan. And I know that Mr. Brennan has had a, I don't even want to call it a passion, a commitment to focus on mental health and wellness, right? In the, I want to say his perspective, of course, is within the tradition and the doctrine of the church, right? And so it's a very interesting space. It's a needed space. And we say thank you to Barrington Brennan and his colleagues for helping to organize this. Also, I think the 11th of October was International Day for Disaster Risk Reduction 2025. The theme this year is Fund Resilience, Not Disasters. Disasters are becoming more frequent, more costly, and more devastating. While direct disaster costs have grown to approximately $202 billion annually, the Global Assessment Report on Disaster Risk Reduction 2025 estimates that the true cost is 11 times higher at nearly $2.3 trillion. Team Fund Resilience Not Disasters International Day for Disaster Risk Reduction 2025 calls for a decisive shift, fund resilience now to avoid paying for disasters later. I think that is particularly relevant to our dynamic right now. You know, we spending money on incurable conditions, right? But they could have been prevented, but we have allowed them to progress to a place where they are incurable. And so let us focus on prevention rather than the cure across the board. Now, there's lots of news in the paper. National Heroes Day ceremonies yesterday, meetings upon meetings yesterday. But I got a guest in studio. It's an important conversation. Like I said at the top of the show, this month is American National Audiology Month. It's all to do with hearing. And it's important. I want to know, do you hear what the people are saying? Joining me in studio this morning, I have Dr. Treasure McKinney from Bahama Hearing Clinic to talk about the importance of hearing and audiology awareness. For me, I remember that October in the Bahamas is Older Persons Month. So for me, this is a perfect marriage because I'm getting older too, and I want to ensure that the resources I may need in the future are available for me as well as my peers, right? Because I could lend you a cup of sugar. I may even could lend you a pair of socks. But I don't know if I could lend you my left hearing aid. I'm just saying, Cousin Myrtle, I don't know if I could lend you my left hearing aid. But a lot of people get older, and parents in particular, who struggle with the complexity of raising humans from children to adults and then interacting, because you're still raising them as they are adults. A lot of parents decide they can play crazy. They decide like they didn't hear what you said and they just walk off. Unfortunately, some parents play crazy till they perfect it. And I know there are many of us out here who have lived with parents with hearing issues, who refused to get their hearing tested. Oh boy, that was a moment of silence for all us who are suffering out here. Anyway, good morning, Dr. McKinney. Welcome.
Good morning. Thank you for having me, and good morning, Bahamas.
So let's talk briefly about your credentials, who you are, where you trained, and where you work today.
Okay, so my name is Treasure McKinney, so I'm an audiologist. So I did a 4-year doctoral program at the University of North Texas.
Okay.
So that included a variety of internships and a residency or externship at the end. So I did that at a large ear, nose, and throat.
Okay.
And then I worked for a year at another ENT practice in Dallas, Texas. And after that year, I've been home. So I've been home for over 4 years now.
Okay.
Yes.
Absolutely. And you are American Board of Audiology certified.
Yes. So that requires us to do a good amount of continuing education on a yearly basis.
Okay.
So
all right.
That's very important to staying, you know, on top of everything that's relevant in the field and giving the best care.
Here's a question. Do you ever have a need for volunteers, for people to come in and participate in studies or research for the furtherance of the body of work in the Bahamas and for your professional certifications?
A need for volunteers?
Yeah.
I would say so. I think we have to start tracking what we're doing, mm-hmm, and keeping statistics so that we can make our own inferences here in the Bahamas, because a lot of what we go on is based on, you know, U.S. statistics and all of these other things. So it does help to have people doing research and people volunteering to help, and just to help, you know, even with just screenings, mm-hmm, wherever that may be.
All right. Mm-hmm. So what is the theme? Is there a specific theme for this year's Audiology Month?
There's not a specific theme, but the whole goal of National Audiology Awareness Month is to bring awareness around the topics related to hearing, hearing loss, hearing care, and to address stigma and misconceptions and to encourage, like you mentioned earlier, prevention. Mm-hmm. So protection of your hearing from loud noises, because that's another big thing as well. So, you know, just kind of getting the average person to think about audiology or hearing if they haven't, and to kind of prioritize it and normalize it.
All right. So let's talk briefly about some of the instances where people are running the risk of damaging their hearing, mm-hmm. or creating starting on the path of hearing loss. The one I think about constantly is these people who install these speakers in their car with no professional installation experience.
Right.
Right? And then they max out the sound, the volume, mm-hmm. on their equipment, and you on the road next to them is shaking. Right? Let's talk about the danger of trapped audio waves in vehicles, mm-hmm. and then the impact on people outside the vehicle.
That's a good one. That occurs very often. So you already put it out there. So loud noise exposure, that can definitely cause permanent damage if you do it too often and too frequently. So it's not only about how loud you're playing the music, but also the duration as well. Mm-hmm. So, you know, if a car is passing and my car is vibrating too from them playing loud music, you know, that's kind of extreme. So I'm sure the person in the car themselves may notice that their eardrums are literally beating. Mm-hmm. Sometimes you get a ringing or buzzing sound after doing that for so long. And your body just gives you these warning signs. Your hearing may become dull. And if you give yourself a break, you'll recover from it. But if you continuously do it, you are blasting those little hair cells in the inner ear that can contribute to permanent hearing loss. So, you know, the louder it is, the less time it takes to damage your hearing. Now, we're all different as individuals to hearing loss more so than me, but you always want to take protective measures and listen to your body. Now, it sounds great, because I know you mentioned this before. Why do we do that? And I guess scientifically, you know, when you have loud music, endorphins and dopamine is released, mm-hmm. and it creates a sensory experience.
And the drum beat, if it's the right drum beat, you begin resonating with that drum beat and you
yes.
get caught in it. Now, Dr. McKinney, I've been waiting my whole adult life to say this, right? Maybe I was always miserable and petty, I don't know. But I have been told and read, like anecdotally, I haven't read any research papers, that men take a very big risk when they trap themselves in these contained speaker boxes, mm-hmm, right? Mm-hmm, called a car. Mm-hmm. That the certain frequencies, like mm-hmm. the lower bass mm-hmm. frequencies or sound, mm-hmm. can damage a man's sperm.
Wow.
An ability mm-hmm. to produce sperm. Huh. And so very privately, we'd say, maybe we're driving in the car and say, well, that's another one.
Yeah. But
because you are engaged in a very stupid, mm-hmm. self-harming practice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
At the very least, perhaps you will not pass it on to your children because you won't be able to have children all to your own devices, right? Mm-hmm. And so I say to young men, while you think it's cool
right.
to sit in that car with that music bumping, you are potentially destroying your ability to procreate and to create new life. Wow. Now, I see I have a caller on the phone. Producer, let's go to the phone line. Jump in very quickly. Good morning, caller.
Good morning, Ms. Green. How are you doing?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
Hey, ask Doc, right? If you lock in the car with your woman, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you rowing for about an hour,
mm-hmm.
that's your damage hearing.
Okay, but I have a better one for you. Thank you very much, Doc. So, I had a friend. Her parents, I knew, she lived here, then went abroad,
right.
back home to England.
Right.
Went to visit them, much older. Mm-hmm. And at Christmas time, and she said, watch this. The mother was calling the father from another room.
Right.
The father was not responding at all.
Right.
And she said, he's not ignoring her. He cannot hear her.
Right.
Is it true that as men age, their ability to hear higher tones diminishes, which renders them in many instances unable to hear their wives talking to them?
So that So that's called age-related hearing loss. Mm-hmm. So as we
get related hearing loss,
not stress-related, but you know, some people do play into that. We tend to lose those higher frequencies first. So that goes for both men and women. So it's not necessarily that they can't hear them, but sometimes speech clarity is compromised or reduced.
Okay.
Not to say that they're not using that as an excuse to ignore them.
Right.
Because that's definitely possible. But for both men and women, as we get older and as those hair cells kind of die off, you know, what happens first is you kind of lose those high frequencies. And so women's and children's voices and very soft sounds are more high pitched. And so they may find that they're missing out on, you know, they have more difficulty understanding those voices.
Okay.
Yes. And so when you add noise and distance and all of that, it makes it, it further muddies the clarity of speech. You hear, but you don't necessarily pick up or understand everything that's being said.
Mm-hmm. So another question, snapshot. We know when we go to the gun range, we put on earmuffs.
Right.
Protective. We know that covering for the ears.
Mm-hmm.
We know that staff who work on the jetway, who work on the runway, they wear ear coverings. Who work near engines,
correct,
they wear ear coverings.
Mm-hmm.
What are some other jobs where people typically wear ear coverings? And what are some jobs, if it's just one or two, where people...
They should. Construction.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to touch Junkanoo, but you know, that's a risk too. That's
very loud.
I mean, I don't know if people are afraid that that's going to reduce the, you know, what they're hearing and what they're experiencing and how they're playing.
But you could feel the rhythm. I, this is my thing. You know, you could feel it. You don't necessarily need to hear all of it.
Well, that's true, too.
Yeah.
That's true. So construction is a big one. So like water and sewage and places like that where you're around engine noises, you want to... They're wearing hearing protection, or if they're in factories, manufacturing plants, they typically wear hearing protection as well.
All right. Okay, I'm thinking now construction.
Mm-hmm.
Are there...
Mechanics too. And people working with power tools and all of that may not necessarily wear them, but they should be wearing them as well.
I got a text from one of my most favorite texters. They always stun me with their perspective on these conversations.
Mm-hmm.
But in construction, do they make headphones for people who work in construction who may have to wear hard hats as well?
Well, you can wear... You can wear earplugs, so it wouldn't necessarily interfere with the... You can even wear custom earplugs. So that's something as we offer as audiologists, where we take impressions of your ear, and then you get custom hearing protection that's, you know, tailored to your field.
Yeah, because your head shaped funny just like your daddy, and that's okay, because
right,
he couldn't hear either. And I realized he wasn't being disgusting. Your head just shaped funny, and we should have taken you to an audiologist to ensure that you were having the best experience
musicians,
with your hearing.
Musicians, too.
Yeah.
So they are musicians' earplugs. They are custom as well, and you can put filters in them so that the sound is reduced, but you're not compromising the quality of the sound.
Now, let me tell you, the number one sort of sector that is affected by hearing damage, hearing loss, DJs and the party scene.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
The DJ, okay, so there are a lot of good DJs.
Mm-hmm.
They know how to hype up a party, right?
Mm-hmm.
But now when that DJ switches to a different type of venue, because I'm a vendor, so when a big party DJ switches to a commercial event, like a festival or a fair, I realize that they can't hear nothing.
Wow.
Right? Like I can tell right away that your hearing has already been damaged and you are unable to assess the true volume that other people are experiencing out here.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all going to do some workshops with DJs?
No,
they need to protect themselves.
That's important, and they need to remember it and be aware of it.
But also in the dynamics of their job, right?
Mm-hmm.
Curating a space for an event with sound, they should also be aware of some other things.
Yeah.
So musicians' unions, we got two now. Y'all offer y'all members some support services by reaching out, if not to Dr. McKinney, to another audiology provider to ensure that sector is operating at the highest standard.
Right. And, you know, even with that sector, sometimes before the hearing loss even occurs, they'll wonder, why do I have this ringing in my ears? So sometimes that's the first sign that, you know, that you know, something's not right. Mm-hmm. That persistent ringing in the ears.
It's one day you going to stop mixing Hennessy and Guinness and vodka, right? Or you going to get your hearing tested.
Right.
Because it's likely it's your hearing
right.
and not the rum. The rum will say different things to you. Okay, now, I went to your company's website, mm-hmm. Bahama Hearing Clinic. And two little sections I saw, mm-hmm. services and hearing aids. Mm-hmm. So let's talk about the services that you provide and that are available locally, more mm-hmm. broadly, mm-hmm. and then the hearing aids mm-hmm. and the type of aids and resources that are available for Bahamians.
Okay, so services that I provide. So just in general, audiologists specialize in hearing care, and some of us also do balance as well. So helping to determine if the inner ear is contributing to your dizziness. But for me, I predominantly focus on hearing care. So we do newborn screenings, screenings for children entering school, diagnostic hearing assessments. And then if permanent hearing loss is found, then we recommend some form of treatment such as hearing aids. And then if we need to further refer on to ensure medically there's nothing contributing to the hearing loss, sometimes it will send the patient on to an ear, nose, and throat physician.
Mm-hmm.
So the main form of treatment for more permanent forms of hearing loss typically is hearing aids, sometimes a cross system where, you know, one of the ears may not be usable anymore. Mm-hmm. And sometimes a patient may be a candidate for a cochlear implant or other topic.
All right. On my Facebook feed, I have a lot of naturalists, a lot of naturalist bush practitioners.
Right.
They identify plants and the right. ailment that the plant is used to treat, or the organ or part mm-hmm. of the body that the plant is used to condition.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So,
mm-hmm.
for instance, raw tamarind doesn't treat liver disease,
mm-hmm.
but raw tamarind is a liver conditioner and can create a better environment in your liver, mm-hmm. right, Bang? Are there any bushes or plants that I could take that will assist in hearing health? Like, for instance, mm-hmm. I just give you a rough bush example.
Mm-hmm.
Cerasi is an expectorant, right? So every once in a while, like when I feel like maybe I have a sinus blockage right. near my ears, I can start by drinking Cerasi or another
right.
expectorant to try and pull any excess mucus mm-hmm. from that area.
Mm-hmm.
Are there any bushes recognized by what we're going to call traditional medicine and science that are used to create, you know, I can say mm-hmm. as conditioners mm-hmm. to create a healthier environment?
That I know of, but sometimes people may take ginkgo biloba to help like with the annoyance of the ringing in the ears.
Okay.
It scientifically, it doesn't necessarily get rid of it, but mentally it may help you be calmer.
Okay. Which will help you then deal with that.
Right. But when it comes to hearing loss, because there's permanent damage to those structures, we haven't identified anything medicinal like that would, you know, make that better.
All right. Okay. Se. I just, mm-hmm. just check in for my bush practitioners. A hot cup of Cerasi ain't gonna fix this one.
Right.
Not at all. Okay. So I've got some texts here. Kindly ask the good doctor, what is a safe listening level for music? Let's say for about 8 hours.
Okay. So you may not like this, but one rule of thumb is the 60-60 rule. So if you are listening to music at for about an hour, you want to have it at 60% of the maximum volume. Now, I know people won't like that. So if you like your music a little bit louder, do it less often. So take breaks in between, you know, listening to music. But just on a broader level, there is a warning that 80 decibels or 85 louder, that's when it starts to become potentially dangerous.
Mm-hmm. I got another text here. Now, it says, also my ears pop when I hear babies crying, but not for music. What can the doctor recommend for me to do? I could tell you what. I also suffer from misery.
Oh,
texter, okay? So only bush medicine could fix that. That's called misery. I know you want me to read your other texter, but only at the end when it's time for jokes. Okay, here's another text. What about noise and the sleep cycle? Isn't sleep one of the body's most important health-sustaining activities? Okay. I'm going to read the text, mm-hmm. and then we're going to pull a question out of
okay.
it. It says, illegal businesses operating in residential neighborhoods are playing excessively loud music up to 1 a.m. and 2 a.m. in the morning. Mm. How can children go to school and concentrate, much less parents having a productive day after no sleep? Can a class action lawsuit be brought for excessive noise from these illegal businesses? Hmm. Okay, text. Obvious. That's. I don't think that's for Dr. McKinney to answer. However, so here's a question I have mm-hmm. for you. Mm-hmm. In your practice in the United States of America, mm-hmm. right, are you aware of any community or city or district advocacy around city ordinances and noise levels? And is there any data that a local advocate could use to perhaps build a campaign here?
I believe those things are in place in the U.S., but like you were saying, that seems to me like, you know, that's more on a legislative
level. Yeah, and
level.
An enforcement level, because and we have rules about,
right.
about loud sounds, noise, I
okay.
think by... Is it producer, you remember if it's midnight, if you're having a party, you have to stop your music by midnight or 1 a.m.? Mm-hmm. Like, there are quote-unquote ordinances. The question is, are they being enforced? Now, this is an easy one, texter. I can, like, sort of lead you in the right direction. Mm-hmm. The police have this technology called Shot Spotter, where they
right.
say that they can pick up, I guess they have...
The gunshots and...
Right, yeah. they have their equipment placed throughout the island, and they can pick up these sounds, right?
Right, right.
So the question is, organize yourself, right? Look for regional and international examples and models. Mm-hmm. And then you want to, because that's the department you want to go to, right? Mm-hmm. And you want to find out if the existing equipment could be used to identify nuisance, mm-hmm. Noise pollution and nuisance mm-hmm. in the same way that it's used to identify gunshots. And then see if you can... Then the police have no excuse. Mm-hmm. Then you're in a better position to force these infractions, mm-hmm. right? So thank you for your patience. I knew there's a question to extract.
No, that's important though.
To extract from that, Texas says midnight is too late. Listen, I know October is Older Persons Month, right? I'm not making fun of older people right now. I will later in the show, but the point is, town planning. Mm-hmm. Right? Very important. Then let's talk to the Contractors Association. Because here's why. If you are in an inner city community, right? And we know that there's a blend. We know that for whatever reason, there's strictly residential zoning has been removed and it's now mixed commercial and residential. Question, to what extent can people insulate their homes, their rental properties to exclude that sound? Can we have sound barriers around properties, apartments, right,
sure.
to reduce mm-hmm. sound? But these are important discussions, because I could tell you, even at 49, I don't know if midnight is like.
Well, culturally, I don't think we're gonna stop. I don't. That's a difficult one.
Yeah, and it detects you, right? How could children concentrate? Much less parents having a productive day after no sleep. You know, when I was little, my mom used to put me to bed at 7:30 p.m. And then family members, it's sunlight out. Shh, don't tell them. They don't know. They sleeping. Let them sleep. But you put your children to bed earlier.
True.
Put your children to bed earlier. It's a practice. You start them when they're very, very young. You mm-hmm. get them used to these extra noises, right? You buy a white noise machine, mm-hmm. but you prepare them from very... You don't wait until they're 12 and ask them why they can't go to sleep. They can't go to sleep because Shabba Rankin. That's why I couldn't go to sleep. What y'all mean? All right. Yet, no, Tex, I'm taking you seriously. The Texas said they're talking about children who need to go to bed at 8 p.m., right? And this
right.
we have to have community engagement to talk about these things and to plan these things, right?
Mm-hmm.
I think it's unreasonable to have music playing up to midnight on a Monday, Tuesday,
sure.
Wednesday night in
yeah.
the community. Mm-hmm. But Thursday, Friday, Saturday, we could wait. Let's go to the phone line. Good morning, caller.
Good morning, Aaron. How are you doing?
I'm good, thank you. How you do?
Fine. Good morning, Doc.
Good morning.
Good to have you on the show.
Thank you.
Hello?
She said thank you. Yeah.
Oh, I didn't hear. She probably have an earphone.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Mary, talking about hearing is very important. also very important, too, to have a good sound system.
Mm-hmm.
Not every sound it knows is a good system, stereo system.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the most important thing, more quality your music is, your stereo and your equipment are, it's more better for your ears.
Okay, yeah.
But some people light up the music and they don't hear all the instrument, but a good sound system,
mm-hmm.
you can hear everything. You don't need to light it up to the highest.
That's true.
Yeah, you're absolutely right.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I don't want you to name some of the sound system out there.
But listen, see, now we can get discriminatory because poor people.
I'm not gonna do that.
Poor people deserve to have fun too, right? Like, poor people deserve to lick off the sound.
Mm-hmm.
Poor people deserve to inundate the street with the rhythms, right? To create, to curate a community space of joy and revelry. They have a right to do that too, right? And this one is important for me because mm-hmm. I live in a mixed wealth community, and you got old and you got middle class people, and you can go right down to abject poverty, mm-hmm. right, in this community. And so there's always a mixing of activity and thing. And I think, yeah, there are some wealthier people
mm-hmm.
who could set up their sound system in their house. They have a gate. The police can't even get, you know how the police is just walk into your community and shut down the music?
Right.
The police can't even get to the speaker system on the property. They could lick off their sound all night. They got enough beers when the police come through. They polite. They give the police a plate of food and some beers. Not to be disgusting, you know, to say I paying you off, but to say we know you're all waking.
Yeah.
And, you know, and so, and then the poor people won't have a party. They ain't got no backyard. They ain't got no front yard. They ain't got no front room. And they want to lick off music the way the rich people is lick off music. You know, and so how do we bring balance to that?
Mm-hmm.
We can't legislate it. Well, parts of it we cannot legislate because you can't tell me my sound system has to be of a certain quality.
Florida has, if you go online, they have a rules and regulation for noises,
mm-hmm.
whether it be party or neighborhood.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Or even in your car.
What about church?
If you could hear your music in your car, it's too loud.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, if I could hear it from your car, it's too loud.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We probably need to look at that.
How about churches? Why you laugh? I laugh. Why you laugh?
I just did a regulate. I mean, you have to. If you're gonna go on, well, you have to regulate churches. I agree with you. Don't make it be so loud.
Yeah.
I've been to one church. I never go back. I almost lost my hearing.
Oh, boy.
Mm-hmm. I don't know why. Worshiping God, you got to shout with the music.
But listen, I ain't rowing nobody in Johnson Road because Johnson Road has a beautiful sort of balance of activity between mm-hmm. church and community, business and politics, right? The only problem we have is with the outsiders who speed through Johnson Road not realizing it's a walking community.
And you mentioned Drunk Canoe. I used to rush in Drunk Canoe.
Mm-hmm.
I recommend, now not all, not I recommend you wear earpiece
mm-hmm.
for Drunk Canoe, especially if you rush it directly with the drums.
Yes.
Yeah.
Banging in your ears. That's more dangerous. Or you try to pull away as much as possible from the louder song.
Mm-hmm.
Now, but I recommend those who rush ice be sorry for their air.
Mm-hmm.
Pumpkin Eater.
I recommend an air piece.
Definitely. Yeah.
Pumpkin Eater, let me ask you a question.
Mm-hmm.
From the disabled community, right? From your knowledge of the disabled community, do we have interpreters for people with that interpret at concerts? Like, do we have a rake and scrape interpreter?
No, I never see them.
Well, their hearing-impaired community, I sure the Nassau, Cruz, Port, Bahama, Atlantis, any major event promoter is prepared, especially our international guys who have feet in the Bahamas and in other countries. That they prepared, if we bring the interpreters,
mm-hmm.
they will accept them. Because you could imagine how much even more exciting the Eddie Minnis concert would have been if we had an interpreter on the stage.
But let's go deep in that.
Yeah.
Our newscasts don't have what you call it.
Deadness don't have it anymore?
But Zenith could put in a closed capture.
Oh, yeah, closed caption as well.
Read.
Yeah, you're right.
And to know that, and even the parliamentary, they only do it for the budget. After the budget, they forget about the deaf. The parliamentary channel need a closed capture.
Listen, you please.
And I hope the deaf will lobby for that.
Please make sure. Listen, please make sure that the commission or one of the associations submits to the government for the next budget cycle, right?
No, you got me to ERCA. Because not only that, you know, a lot of your local...
no, but this is what I'm saying.
Station.
I want you put it in the... I want it to go in the budget, right? So ZNS has it. Make sure that the funding is in the budget for every station.
Of course.
24/7, right? And then you put it in the budget because you will need something in the budget for ERCA to ensure that they have an officer there to facilitate, liaise, and enforce, right?
Right.
At ERCA. And then you're going to put in incentives to incentives for the private media houses to hire sufficient, right? So you want to have at least two people so you could cover all the programming that they have. But that's why I say you put it in the budget.
And the gentleman who run it, I hope he put it in his budget for that TV station that, put on the news.
That's up me. Okay, thank you very much.
Have a good day.
Absolutely. So, Dr. McKinney, let's get back to...
Oh, I do want to mention one thing the caller was saying. So just another tip based on what he said. So if you get noise-canceling headphones, that's another way to naturally to wearing those headphones. It's already blocking out all of that noise. Mm-hmm. So when you're on your phone or whatever, you will naturally have the volume at a lower level because it's blocking out more of that noise anyway, so that you're not playing it at such a loud level that could be damaging.
All right. In your experience in the United States of America, practicing training, a particular issue we have here, people driving with headphones on and the police giving people headsets as opposed to police directing people to have their phone wired into the car, right?
Mm-hmm.
For in the United States of America, are there any specific ordinances or rules for people who use noise-canceling aids but restricting their use while operating a motor vehicle like a car? Because I could imagine you may be on a farm and you wearing noise-canceling headphones because of what the machine you're driving or operating does.
Mm-hmm.
But on the roadway, are there specific ordinances about restricting the use of noise-canceling headphones on the road?
That's a good question. Honestly, I'm not entirely sure, but now that you mentioned that, I want to look into. But I believe there are probably some protective measures that they have.
I'm certain that I've even read about anecdotally one or two people who have hearing stimulation sensitivity.
Mm-hmm.
So they become overstimulated, right, with excess noise, and they would want to wear noise-canceling headphones, but they can't while they're driving.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
All right, so I have a text here that says, actually, several police officers told me that anyone can be asked to turn their music down any time of the day if it disturbs the community, not just at midnight.
Okay.
The infraction is called disturbing the peace if your music is too high. Right, but I don't think it's just a matter of the music too high, right? Like, if I'm next door to the party, the music is going to be high at 2 p.m. in the daytime. I don't think that's sufficient to have the music shut down, the party shut down, or the music turned down significantly. But if I am next door to the party and the china and cutlery and glasses in my cabinets are shaking, and when the police come to my home, they observe that, they can go and shut and tell them, hey, guys, y'all gotta adjust something.
Yeah.
You know, this is not making any sense. I think it's within reason. Okay. Hearing aid styles, ear molds and earplugs, hearing aid benefits, hearing aid myths.
I'm glad you mentioned that.
Mm-hmm.
So another big thing of mine is wanting to address the stigma around hearing loss and hearing aid. So research shows that a lot of people tend to shy away from, you know, adapting to hearing aids because of ageism.
Mm-hmm.
So in other words, if I get this hearing aid, then I'm going to look like someone that needs help and assistance. And then there's also perceived stigma. So that just means because we're concerned about cosmetics and how it looks and how it appears. We don't want to stand out.
Mm-hmm.
So those have been very huge barriers to adopting hearing aids. Furthermore, people would also think that cost, although it is a barrier, it's not the main barrier. Mm-hmm. So even in places in Europe like Norway, et cetera, where hearing aids are subsidized by the government, the adoption or uptake of hearing aids is still only around 40%. So okay. We know that price is not just the only factor that's affecting that. So that's why I said, you know, the aim is to kind of normalize this, because as we get older, we are naturally going to have changes to our hearing. And then there are going to be other medical reasons why, you know, we may lose our hearing or have some degree of hearing loss. So it's just something that we have to normalize, like how we go to the dentist now and how we get our eyes checked. You want to do the same thing with hearing.
I think the same thing for kids as well, as opposed to saying, oh, you know, oh, you ain't listening. Oh, you, this child don't ever listen. Before you say this child don't never listen and you raise your hand to hit them, think an audiology test.
I'm glad you mentioned that too, because I don't think we do, we don't do the newborn screenings at the public hospital. So a lot of, well, at least to my knowledge, so someone can stand to correct me if needed. But because of that, a lot of children get missed. Mm-hmm. I know we're supposed to be doing it in the schools, but sometimes I still see kids in the office that are 5, 6, 7, 8 with hearing loss.
Which is far too late.
Yes, with hearing loss that did not get corrected for whatever reason.
And so much of our learning, so much of the learning we do is in the margins, right? So much of the learning that we do is incidental. It's what you observe.
Correct.
And without hearing, you're missing so much.
Correct. Even mild hearing loss.
Yeah.
Mild hearing loss drastically affects incidental learning because, you know, If I'm not hearing things correctly, then I'm not going to pronounce and say them correctly.
Mm-hmm.
And I may just miss subtle endings and cues and all of these things.
Absolutely.
In the classroom setting.
Absolutely. Now, Dr. McKinney, I got to bring you back because there's so much to talk about, right? And there's so many sort of aspects that intersect with this. I got a text that says, what about the people who work the graveyard shift? 2 p.m. is prime sleeping time for us. Listen, let them. So you want them to wake up the ghost while you awake? Let them wake up the ghost while I sleep and go to sleep. Make sure you stay sleeping.
Mm-hmm.
Let them wake at night with the ghost. But they wear headphones too.
Mm-hmm.
I know, but they say, I'm not listening to anything. I don't hear no voices, no sounds. I just want to hear my sweet Jesus when I pray to him and he responds
right
back to me.
And there are even sleep plugs too, you know. You can
as
get
well
custom sleep plugs that kind of block out all the noise as well.
Absolutely. Dr. McKinney, I have to talk about another instance in where we may have experienced some profound hearing loss, but it's political. And I don't want to engage you in that part of the discussion.
Right.
And so I am going to invite you back. Mm-hmm. Just let Morning Blend know I come in to tea for you because we got lots to talk about, especially
right
for older persons month. This has been Dr. Treasure McKinney from Bahamas Hearing Clinic.
Yes.
Where are you located?
So I'm within Harbor Bay Medical Center. So
okay,
I have a suite in that clinic, and that's right next to John Bull and the Eye Clinic in the Harbor Bay Shopping Plaza.
Okay, absolutely. I'm going to have you back, Dr. McKinney. It's a great conversation. We need to have it. There's more to talk about the intersection with young people and development and education,
mm-hmm,
their social development and their behavior, careers and professions, advocacy and support, right? It's just a breath. And I'm going to try and bring some members of the community. If you could reach out,
right,
tell them reach out to me,
right,
to talk about their lived experience.
Okay.
And some older people,
yeah,
who've been navigating this world and aging,
yes,
right, with hearing loss.
Yes.
Absolutely. You guys, we got, I'm just going to respond to this last text before we go to the break. It says, why would churches, parties, or any functions want to have loud music or speaking? Texter, I got to take you to a party with me. So you could understand what the vibe is, right? But for the churches,
yeah,
sometimes they doing community outreach. They're trying to spread the word. Like,
true,
I understand in their hearts,
yeah,
right? There's a passion to draw people to Christ. So I get that part.
Right, right.
But it's just that some of y'all footballers be like, but during football? Anyway, we're going to a break. Thank you, Dr. Treasure McKinney. Thank you, producers. Stay tuned. On the clock when we get back. I'm sure we had this instance of profound hearing loss somewhere over the last couple of days. I'm going to examine it in the last few minutes of the show. Stay tuned, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM.
so typical of me to talk about myself.
Don't wait for a storm to arrive. Stock up on hurricane supplies, make home repairs, purchase a generator, and more this hurricane season with a Fidelity personal loan. Make that move to 567764.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
This October, let's come together for hope, support, and strength.
It's the Sister Breast Cancer Support Group Dollar Day, happening Friday, October 17th from 7 a.m. to 10 a.m. right here on the grounds of the Nassau Guardian, Carter Street, Oaksfield.
And the best part? With just $1, you can help make a difference in the fight against breast cancer. Every dollar counts towards awareness, education, and support for women battling this disease.
Come on out, drop a dollar, and stand with us for a cause that touches so many lives.
Join us on Friday, October 17th from 7 to 10 a.m. and let's turn every dollar into hope.
That's the Sister Breast Cancer Dollar Day, proudly sponsored by The Guardian Media Group, Star 106.5, and The Guardian Radio 96.9.
Are you searching for something new? Something exciting? Your dream job in paradise? Well, look no further. Royal Beach Club Paradise Island is hiring. Join a dynamic group of passionate hospitality professionals, craft moments, and thrive in a vibrant, welcoming atmosphere. Play your part in shaping the future of our team while growing your own career every day. Bring your energy, your passion, and your creativity to a workplace that's as dynamic and fun as you are. At Royal Beach Club Paradise Island, the opportunities don't just exist. They're limitless. So are you ready to find your perfect fit? Visit Royal Beach Club at paradiseisland.com/career today and step into a world of exciting possibilities.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
When it comes to hearts at Cleveland Clinic, you can't miss a beat. You seek the best care possible. Work with the brightest minds. And leave no stone unturned to get to the heart of the matter. Because understanding is always the first step to overcoming. For every heart in the world, see how we're advancing the future of heart care at Cleveland Clinic today.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, streaming on guardiantalkradio.com and the Guardian Radio app.
Saxon and the Valley, Rush Music Makers One Family. Saxon and the Valley, Rush Music Makers One Family. Saxon and the Valley, Rush Music Makers One Family. Saxon and the Valley, Rush Music Makers One Family.
They're coming!
Today is Z-Day on Guardian Radio. You've heard it. Z-Live is moving to 12 p.m. starting today. And beginning next week, Guardian Radio Today will be moving into that spot from 2 p.m. until 4 p.m. It is Z-Day, and Z-Live is here for you at 12 p.m. What an exciting, exciting day. As exciting as the headlines. Listen, I got a few minutes, and I'm glad I had that segment. I really, really enjoyed it just now. I'm going to have Dr. McKinney back on so we could continue the conversation. I didn't want to have this conversation with Dr. McKinney in the room, though, because it seems maybe we got a hearing problem somewhere. The head paper, PM, unions clash over payouts. Oh boy, so the weekend was filled with news. It started with this headline, Nassau Guardian is the first one I saw. Wilson to PM, pay us in October or we will protest. Bahamas Union of Teachers, this is yesterday, President Wilson confirmed that she and Kimsley Ferguson, president of BPSU, met with PM Davis to discuss, quote, a number of matters pertaining to the public service, close quotes, and they are expected to meet with him again on Tuesday afternoon. During today's meeting, Wilson said they requested that all public servants, including teachers, be paid retroactive September 2024. And then we got the headline, canceled. Guardian online headline, canceled. The Office of the Prime Minister has advised that the meeting previously scheduled for Tuesday, October 14th at 1 p.m. with representatives. Then we see another headline from our news. In fact, this was before the canceled headline. Following a meeting with Prime Minister Philip Davis, Belinda Wilson says retroactive payments from September 2024 will be issued on October 2025 payday. This is our news headline. Talks resume October 14th when final figures are expected. And then we got the statement from the OPM. I'm going to read from that. I entered that meeting in good faith and with a clear purpose to work together for the benefit of the Bahamian people. Following that meeting, the president of BUT made a public statement threatening a national strike and requesting a further meeting at 1 p.m. After careful consideration, I've decided not to proceed with that meeting. See, okay, was the meeting agreed upon or not? That's my thing. Because I even in this statement, it suggests that no meeting was agreed upon until you read that line. After careful consideration, I have decided not to proceed with that meeting. I just wanted to know, just quickly, since I had a prior guest, is this a case of profound hearing loss? Somebody ain't hearing something, or somebody, or a whole bunch of bodies. Anyway, I don't have enough time to delve into it on the clock today, but oh, the headlines. Let me just go through them again. Statement from Prime Minister Davis on meeting with union leaders regarding salary review. OPM press room posted yesterday. Wilson to PM pay us in October. We will protest. Post again. Breaking our news, 13th of October, following a meeting with PM Davis. Labor tensions, eyewitness news. Another major protest could be imminent on Wednesday if a scheduled meeting between PM Davis and BNATUC President Belinda Wilson on Tuesday does not yield results. Those are the headlines. I just want to know, was it, it's just a matter of a hearing issue? Because everybody seems to have thought there was a meeting. And even the Prime Minister says, or at least the statement emanating from the office of the Prime Minister says, I entered that meeting in good faith and with a clear purpose to work together for the benefit of the Bahamian people. Following that meeting, the president of the Bahamas Union of Teachers made a public statement threatening a national strike. I don't think that's what... Anyway, I saw a plenty press statement. I didn't hear threatening a national strike and requesting a further meeting tomorrow at 1 p.m. After careful consideration, I have decided not to proceed with that meeting. Anyway, just as we close the show, for me, you know what I think the most important thing, issue that has been raised in this matter is? It's that part where Kimsley Ferguson said responsibility allowance alone equals or is more than the wages, the pay, the full pay of low-level staff like janitors and messengers and clerks and stuff like that. I think that's the thing. Anyway, tomorrow we got headlines. Web shops want 25 more years. Producer, play some music. We all out of time. Let me see if there's any new text came in just now. Oh, boy. No new text came in just now. That's cool. That's time for me to laugh because I'm just saying. I thought I'd tell the jokes. Web shops want 25 more years. Bosses seek extension of moratorium on licenses. Also, Fox hints at possible political run. Also, U.S. threatens countries voting yes on UN's net zero framework. Tomorrow, people, but until then, stay tuned. Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM presents Guardian AM with C.A. Newry. It's going to be a good time. And I hope you guys enjoyed the weekend.
Music makers on Bombay, Saxon and the Valley. Rush music makers on Bombay, Saxon and the Valley. Rush music makers on Bombay, Saxon and the Valley. Rush music makers on Bombay.
Knocking down out of Machu Town. On to Bay Street with the Junkanoo Clan.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Streaming on GuardianTalkRadio.com and the Guardian Radio app, Nassau, Bahamas.